It was October 2001. I couldn't tell you anything else about the day, even the exact date. All I remember is waking up. It was just any other normal day. And then it all went wrong.
You're tuned to Ty the Scary Guy on WXY.
Jeez, that's a creepy song. Why do stations even play it?
This can't be too bad. Come on. Hey, Mrs. Mern.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for coming on such short notice. Rich and I just decided that we needed a night off.
It's no problem. Max and Jesse are great kids. Speaking of the kids, where are they?
Up in their room watching TV. They'll be asleep soon. With soccer practice and ballet, they both had such a long day.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
My name's Jack, Mr. Mern.
Sorry about that, Jeff. If you need anything, you have our numbers, correct?
Yeah, I think I have them both, but I'm sure everything will be fine. When do you guys think you'll be back?
Around 12, hopefully. If we're any later than that, then we'll call you.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Those are some weird people. Probably should tell the kids I'm here. Man, I hate these kids. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know I'm here.
Get out.
Okay then. What is wrong with them? Alright, well my night will be spent on the couch, with a sandwich in one hand, the remote in the other, and a little bit of high quality educational television.
More about gel coat.
Perfect. Nothing better than a night completely alone. You know, this isn't too bad. Just relaxing, eating, watching some TV, but this house, it's strange. Sitting here, I feel like I'm being watched. Like there's a presence, one all around me. I don't like this feeling. What do I do? What do I do? It's like I'm being stalked. Stalked by a shadow, and I'm filling up with fear. Looking over my shoulder, I don't see you, but I know you're there. And I don't think I can hide any longer.
The fear inside me seems to be growing stronger, and I'm starting to feel desperation. I don't like this dreaded sensation, being stalked by a shadow. You know my every move, and I'm trying not to notice, but you've got yourself to prove. You make it known when you are angry. You thrive when I'm afraid. And I don't like running scared behind this wall of fear I've made, but I just can't seem to face you. And you know I will in time, so you wait patiently in the shadows for me to overstep that line. And you will someday overtake me. There will be nowhere left to go. Even if there was, you would always know. Help me.
Help me. Help me! What? Did I fall asleep? Oh, thank God it was all just a dream. Hello?
Hello, Jack.
Who is this? How do you know my name? What? Hello? Who is this?
How did that person know my name? It was just some kids messing around. I'm sure of it. But how did they know who I was? Oh well. I'm sure it's nothing. But now I'm creeped out and bored. TV! Oh yeah, it's broken. Lainey. Haven't talked to her all day.
Hello?
Hey, it's Jack. I'm babysitting and I have nothing to do, so let's talk.
Sure, but right now I'm doing some homework, so let me call you in like 20 minutes?
Fine, 20 minutes, but I'm counting the seconds. Now I'm bored. So bored. B-O-A-R-D. Wait, that's not right. B-O-R... Missing me already, huh? Hello? Lainey? You know, this isn't funny. It's like you are just annoying.
Have you checked on the children?
What? What do you mean? How do you know about the kids? Hello? Max? Jesse? Okay, I'm sure they're fine. Just go check. Max? Jesse? Guys?
What? Why did you wake us up?
You guys are okay, right? Nothing happened, did it?
No, we were sleeping until you rudely woke us up.
Okay. Just making sure everything was good. How did that guy know I was watching kids? He had to just be guessing, right? There's no way he knew. No. Please, no. No! Go away. Stop calling this number. This isn't funny.
What? I'm sorry. I didn't have as much homework as I thought. I figured you just wanted to talk. I'll go.
No, Lainey. Sorry, it's just this guy keeps calling me, and he's freaking me out. He knew I was babysitting somehow, and my name. I'm sure it's just some kids messing around, but it's really starting to get in my head.
I'm sure everything will be fine.
What? Lainey? Hello? Lainey? Hello?
That's enough of her, wouldn't you think?
I'm calling the police. Don't ever call this number again. Hello, yes, I'm babysitting for some family friends tonight, and this man keeps calling me, and I thought it was just some kids, but he knows my name and what I'm doing, and I'm really starting to freak out.
Sir, I need you to take a deep breath. I'm sure everything is fine. Things like this happen all the time, and it usually just ends up being kids. But if he does call back, I want you to add me to the call, and we'll track his phone. I need you to stay on the line for as long as possible. What's your name?
Jack Realms.
Well, just stay calm, Jack, and make sure to add us as soon as he calls, which I'm sure he won't.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I thought the kids were asleep. Here we go. Hello? What do you mean? Dead? Who are you? Answer me!
See you soon.
Hello, did you track him?
Okay, I need you to stay calm. I need you to stand up and get out of the house right now. There is no time for questions. You need to get out.
Why? What's going on? I have to get the kids.
Police are on the way, but we tracked the call. The call is coming from inside the house. Get...
Jack. No! I passed out. The man was horribly disfigured. He didn't have eyes, just sockets. His left hand was just a stub, with blood-stained clothes and a smile on his face that went from ear to ear. I just couldn't stand the sight of him. I woke up an hour later in the hospital. The kids were fine. Had no idea what even happened. The police said that they couldn't find anyone. And there wasn't even any evidence someone was in the house. The Merns thought I was on drugs. The police still have the recordings of our final phone conversation. The man on the phone is still at large. And to this day, I still see his face every time I fall asleep. For WHJE Radio, this has been Jack Michael.